Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Amen-style snare snap in Ableton Live 12 that can stand up in a heavy drum and bass mix without wrecking the low end. And that's the key idea here. In DNB, the snare is not just a backbeat. It's the moment the track stands up. It's the anchor that tells the listener where the grid is, even when the bass is moving like crazy underneath it. So we're going for something that feels classic, jungle-informed, a little dirty, but still engineered for modern floor-shaking pressure. We're not just dropping a snare on beat 2 and beat 4 and calling it a day. We're designing a layered transient, shaping its body, controlling its harshness, and then arranging it so it feels bigger in the drop and more tense in the transitions. By the end, you should have a snare that can sit inside a dense break, fight through a reese, and still leave room for the sub to hit clean. Let's start with the core of the sound, the Amen-derived snare layer. Load a clean Amen break slice into Simpler, or into a drum rack if you want the slice mapped out for quick access. If you already have a favorite Amen recording, use that. If not, find a break with a snare that has a strong transient and a bit of character, but not a ton of cymbal spill. You want stick attack, a bit of crack, and not too much ring around the low mids. If you're auditioning multiple hits, slice mode is great. If you're focusing on one snare and want to treat it more like a sample instrument, use classic mode. Either way, the important thing is to find a hit that feels alive. This is your jungle truth layer. It gives the snare its human edge and its old-school identity. If needed, nudge the pitch by a semitone or two in either direction. Sometimes a tiny tuning shift makes the snare sit better against the bass note center. Also, trim the tail if the original sample has too much room tone. In fast DNB, long tails get in the way fast. You want impact, not clutter. Now add a synthetic snap layer. This is the modern precision layer, and it's what helps the snare survive in a dense low-end mix. Our really solid choice here is operator. You can use a noise oscillator for a short burst, or a sine with a fast pitch envelope, if you want a little more shape in the attack. If you use noise, keep the envelope extremely short. If you use pitch, make that pitch drop quickly so it behaves like a snap instead of a tone. A good starting point is zero attack, a very short decay, no sustain, and a short release. Then high pass it so it doesn't cloud the low mids. You do not want this layer adding body, you want it adding front edge. Think of it as the snare's pressure point. You should feel it more than hear it. If operator isn't your vibe, analog can do the job too. Use a bright waveform or noise, keep the amp envelope short, and focus the filter in the upper mids. Same idea. Precise, fast, and controlled. Now we combine the layers and process them like one instrument. Group them into a snare bus, because the goal is to make this feel like a single weapon, not three separate samples fighting each other. On the snare bus, start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 90 to 130 Hz to remove any low rumble that doesn't belong there. If the snare starts sounding boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 450 Hz. That area is often where a snare starts fighting the bass or sounding muddy. Then, if you need more crack, add a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz. If it needs a little air, you can give it a tiny lift around 8 to 10 kHz, but don't overdo it. In DNB, too much top end can turn a snare from aggressive into brittle. Next, put drum bus on it. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 20% depending on how strong the sample already is. Add a little crunch if you want more edge. Use transients carefully, just enough to sharpen the hit. I would usually leave boom off or very low for this style unless you specifically want a heavier tune jungle feel. The goal is density, not fake low end. After that, add saturator. Turn on soft clip and start with a few dB of drive. This is where the snare starts to feel finished. Saturation adds weight, glue, and perceived loudness without forcing you to just make the sample louder. And that matters, because in a fast mix, you need the snare to feel big without eating up headroom. Then finish the chain with glue compressor or compressor. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good place to start. Let the attack breathe a little, maybe 3 to 10 milliseconds, so the transient gets through. Use a release that follows the groove, and only grab a few dB of gain reduction. We are not trying to squash the life out of the hit. We are trying to make it feel denser and more unified. At this point, the snare should already feel stronger. But if you really want that can't ignore me character, parallel processing is where the magic happens. Create a return track or duplicate the snare bus and process the duplicate aggressively. On that parallel channel, start with EQ8 and high pass around 200 Hz so you're not distorting unnecessary low end. Then use saturator or overdrive with a stronger drive setting. Add compressor to flatten the transient a bit. And if you want a controlled room feel, A tiny bit of reverb can work, but keep it short and filtered. This parallel crack return should be blended quietly, usually somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dB relative to the dry snare is enough. You should feel the extra density, not hear a separate effect layer. If the parallel sounds obvious, it's probably too loud. Here's a really useful advanced move. Automate the send to that crack return. Let it rise a little in the drop or during switch-ups, then pull it back in breakdowns. That gives the snare a performance curve, which instantly makes the arrangement feel more intentional. Now let's talk about envelope shape, because this is where a lot of DNB snares either stay tight or turn to mush. The snare tail has to get out of the way of the next bass movement. If it rings too long, it can mask the sub or blur the groove. If it's too short, it can feel cheap and papery. So trim with purpose. Use simpler envelope controls or a gate if you need to tighten it further. If the snare overlaps too much with the sub peak, shorten it by a few milliseconds and listen again. A good habit is to make the snare slightly shorter in busier sections and a touch wider or longer in more open sections. That contrast helps the arrangement breathe. In a 174 BPM roller, for example, you might keep the snare crisp and dry through the first 16 bars, then open up a little reverb send or parallel crack layer in the next phrase, and then pull it back before the next bass switch. That kind of variation keeps the track moving. Now let's lock the snare into the groove. Amen-style DNB works best when the snare feels like part of a break edit, not just a clean isolated backbeat. So use ghost notes and little break fragments around the main hit. Add a very low velocity ghost snare just before beat 2, maybe a tiny tick after beat 4, and if you want more momentum, throw in a short reversed or retriggered fragment leading into the next bar. This is where Groove Pool can help. Use a subtle MPC-style groove if you want more human movement, but keep it light. Around 10 to 25% is usually plenty. You don't want the snare drifting off the pocket. You just want it to breathe. Also vary velocity, so the ghost notes feel intentional instead of accidental. Here's the musical picture. The main snare hits on the backbeats, but the little break details around it make the whole pattern feel alive. That's what separates a program DNB loop from a track with real jungle momentum. Now arrange the snare as a real event, not just a constant sound. Before the drop, you can filter the snare bus a bit with auto filter or EQ8, and reduce the crack return so the listener feels a sense of buildup. Then at the drop, open the top end and bring the full layered snare back in. If you can reduce bass activity right before the hit, even for just a moment, the snare lands harder. That contrast is everything. During switch-ups, try automating a little more reverb send or a short delay throw on one or two snare hits. You can even mute the synthetic snap layer for a bar and then bring it back. That kind of contrast makes the arrangement feel dynamic without changing the core rhythm. This is especially powerful in darker DNB, where the snare can act like the emotional anchor. The bass can go wild, but the snare gives the listener a point of reference. Now let's mix it against the bass, because this is where the low end either survives or gets wrecked. Start by checking mono compatibility with utility on the bass group. Keep the sub centered and stable. Then make sure the snare isn't fighting the bass in the 150 to 400 Hz range. If needed, carve a little pocket in the bass with a EQ8. You usually don't need much. A small notch or a gentle dynamic reduction can make the snare feel way louder without actually turning it up. If the bass is masking the snare transient, use sidechain compression keyed from the snare, but keep it subtle. In DNB, you do not want howl-style pumping. You want just enough ducking for the snare to land cleanly. And if the snare feels too bright but still weak, don't just keep boosting the treble. That's a common trap. Instead, check whether the mid-range body is present enough. A snare can be loud on top and still feel small if the 2 to 6 kHz area isn't doing enough work. Also, if the bass or res has too much upper mid bark, reduce that energy instead of forcing the snare through it. A few extra teacher notes here. Treat the snare like a multi-band event, not one sound. The crack lives mostly in the upper mids, but the sense of size comes from controlled body. If it feels loud but not physical, don't just reach for more treble. Check the mid-range balance first. Also, use less width than you think. A wide snare might sound impressive in solo, but on a club system, the centered transient is what gives it authority. Let any width come from a very controlled ambience layer, not from the core hit. And don't sleep on resampling. Once the layered snare is close, print it to auto. Then trim it, fade it, or repitch it slightly. That second pass often makes it feel much more intentional and record-like. If you want a heavier variation, try building two snare characters, one dry and short for dense sections, and another with a little more tail or room for open phrases. Then automate between them as the track evolves. That's a great way to keep the arrangement moving without changing the drum pattern. You can also automate the snare brightness or saturation based on phrase energy. Make it a bit harsher in dense sections, then cleaner in breakdowns. Or duplicate the snap layer and tune it up or down by a semitone, then blend it quietly for a subtle psychoacoustic lift. Tiny moves like that can make a huge difference on a big system. Let's wrap this into a quick practical mindset.